the Waqia of Hatim bin Asam rahmatullah alayh. But I have the more detailed version in front of me. And the reason I wanted to share it, I thought about it because I thought he's mentioned it, Al-Karim. But then I thought, no, people will benefit from this.
MashaAllah.
Somebody asked him that, do you offer your salah properly? And he replied, yes. And I said, tell me how you do it. And he said, when the time for salah comes, I step onto the prayer mat and stand in such a manner that each joint of my body adjusts into place. I then imagine the holy Kaaba is between both of my eyebrows and Maqam-e Ibrahim is in front of my chest. Then having this belief in my heart that Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of my apparent of open condition and all my hidden thoughts and everything in my heart, I stand in a way as if my feet are on the bridge of Sirat. And paradise is to my right, hell is to my left, and Malkul Maut is behind me. And I feel as if this salah is the last salah of my life. I recite the Takbir Tahrima with extreme sincerity. I recite the Holy Quran with extreme concentration and contemplation. I then perform ruku and sujood with humbleness, begging Allah Azza wa Jal, beseeching Allah Azza wa Jal. In this way, I complete my namaz with humility and presence of heart.
Allah,
the person asked Abu Sabi, he said, oh Hatim, do you really offer your salah in this way every time?
Allah.
And he, rahmatullah alayhi, replied, yes, I have been offering my salah in this way for the last 30 years. We have. There was a bzurg, rahmatullah alayhi, and they walked into a shop. And they were talking to the shopkeeper, and the azan was called. And they said, come on, Bertha, let's go read namaz. So he said, Hazrat Abchale, I'm coming, you know. So anyway, the Bazaar Rahmatullah Alayhi went and prayed, they came back, and guess what, the guy's still there. And he's, you know, so Bertha, you didn't come for namaz. Hazrat, I'm very sorry, bad customers, you know, Abu Rozi Kamani Partiya and all that. So the Bazaar Rahmatullah Alayhi said, can I come into your shop? He said, yeah, aap aajein, barkatein, you know, you bring blessings. And he started, said, Hazrat, what are you smelling for? He said, I'm thinking, when you need to go to the bathroom, what do you do? He goes, Hazur, majburi, yeah. You know, when I need to go to the bathroom, down comes the shutter and I go to the bathroom. How many times a day? A few times a day. He goes, Bitta, what do you do for food during the day? He said, Hazrat, pet mein kuch nahi, if I don't have anything in my stomach, how am I going to run the business? So I close the shutter, quickly run home and eat and come back. So he goes, you can close the shutter for your food. You can close the shutter to go to the toilet. You'll probably be able to close the shutter if your child is ill. But the only thing you can't close the shutter for is the namaz and the call to the house of Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
That's the reality.